Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has is for me.
Said the devil is a liar.
Said the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away.
Refuse to be run away.
I'm gonna wait here. And I'ma praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say, say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has
right here, y'all say. Give it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me set free.
Is a lie. You better tell somebody the truth will set me free. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk About It with myself, Pastor E, and my host or co-hostess, Pastor Valoris Brooks. Yes, this is exclusive here on the Now Network. Let's Talk About It. It's dedicated to having real talk discussions, dealing with real issues while finding achievable godly solutions. And yes, the team of myself and Pastor Valoris and you will explore issues relevant to our daily walk from both a male and a female perspective. We seek the truth without compromising the word of God. We speak the truth only from a biblical perspective, and we are calling all men, women, whoever's on this line, to join the discussion and let's break the chains of our past. Bring your real voice, your real issues, your real listening heart as we discover the truth. Let's talk about it. I'm excited. This has been a pretty fired up week. We have really went to higher levels here on the network, and it's because of you, and it's because of your involvement, and it's because of your participation that the fire is burning, and we are in our final quarter of the season of 2018, and we're getting ready. We're preparing ourselves to go over to what something never ever been done before. It's crossover time. But there's a lot of things going on in our society that we don't talk about, especially in the church. There's a lot of things that are going on in our government, and we stay out of it. And there's a lot of things going on in our home and in right next door, and we feel like if it's not over here in mine, I'm okay. Well, we're just going to break that chain because we're going to start to talk about it. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to be prevalent of what we say and how we say it. So without any further ado, I want to invite and open the lines up to my partner host here tonight, Pastor Flores. How are you, woman of God? Welcome.
I'm doing wonderful. I'm actually, thank you so much for that song, because it's like you played it right on time as I was sitting on the line waiting, and the devil had dropped a thought in my head, and I said, "Devil, you a liar." And then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, that song started playing. I was like, yeah. You's a liar. You don't understand. The truth has made me free, my family free, my friends free, and anybody else connected to me free. You must have forgot who I was. So thank you.
Well, you know, to know the Spirit is by the Spirit, and it's great that we acknowledge that. And he is a liar. And, it, you know, that's something that goes on constantly. It's him trying to trick us into believing the lie instead of following the truth. It's just that much of a struggle. He cannot. I was sharing this morning and people thought I was crazy. He can't make you do anything. He has no power to produce. He has no power to give life. He has no power to take life. But he does have the ability to tempt.
That's it.
And just because you're tempted doesn't mean you have to fall into temptation. And what's the result of temptation? Trouble. It's great for us to acknowledge and to be in agreement that we're free, and we're free by the blood of the Lamb. So how's it going up in Wisconsin? Haven't checked the weather, right, but I don't want to be shining on you.
I know. Right now, Wisconsin, the weather is pretty steady right now. We crossed over. You know, we only have summer and winter here, so we don't get that middle season. So
no, you have winter and spring.
Right. Yeah, we really don't have a summer.
You
either.
Don't have a summer. No. I tell you, I lived in Grand Rapids for 3 years. I worked for Procter & Gamble, Kellogg's, and General Mills. And believe me, it never in the summer it never got hotter than 78. 80 was a heat wave up there, and it's 80 today. Oh wait, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Oh, did you say that out loud? Oh my goodness.
It's 80 here today.
As far as anything else, Wisconsin, you know what we're about to talk about today is definitely relevant to Wisconsin, because you know we are the swing state. Everything, we are one of the five states where every vote, everybody is looking to see what we're going to do in any grand election. So midterm elections is just as important when it comes to Wisconsin, because we still have that swing vote who's going to take the seat, Democrats or Republicans. So, yeah, you pick the right person to talk about when it comes to politics, because we finna talk about it. Go ahead.
Yes, we are.
Then
you being in a swing state and me being in the last state. Because you know California, that's their last voting, their voting place and the voting state. And I was doing some research today on why people do not vote, and then I started asking questions. And one of the biggest reasons why people do not vote is transportation. That they don't have a ride, they don't have a way to get there, so they don't go. I was proud of my state today. California issued in all of the metro transportation arenas free travel for today and on November 6th. So that was really encouraging for the Metro. And that's a loss. And they even gave the number out. That's a $750,000 loss in one day.
Wow. $750,000
Yeah.
For California? Okay. I need to kind of – I know
No, transportation. No, what I mean is to shut down transportation in Los Angeles and not charge anybody to travel. It's a loss.
Okay.
They took a loss of $750,000 today.
That's what I meant. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And what's happening on Sunday here in Wisconsin, and I know some emails and text messages went out amongst the clergy, is that they're having they're opening up the polls on Sunday for early voting. So they're asking if all churches can let their people out a little bit early on Sunday and make that the designated day that churches go vote, like we all finna pack up and let's go, you know, type thing.
Exactly.
So
what a better place to let's think out the box a little bit, maybe for next election, but what a better place to try to do some of these polls at is at churches on Sunday.
Yeah.
If people really thought about that, it's like, hey, how can we get people together all at one time? Church on Sunday. People don't go a lot of places together, but they still make it into their church house on Sunday. And we're not going to get into reasoning and the trending of it, but at least if we were trying to find them, that would be a great strategic place to find people and get them registered. I know they've done that out here in Compton, especially in the African-American churches, that they went through and the preachers and the pastors there allowed people to come in and do a registration, voter registration. So that's that was out the box.
Right. And it's very interesting that you say transportation is the number one reason. And we actually do say it all the time, and please forgive me, but we will find a way to get to what we want to get to.
Well,
that's plain and simple. So you can't tell me that now transportation for the elderly, I can understand, but let's go like 68 and over, you know what I'm saying? Or
right.
People that have, you know, ailments or things like that. I can understand that. But any able-bodied person, I've seen people go shop at Walmart and get on the bus with 1,200 bags. I saw somebody get on the bus with a 55-inch TV one time.
Yes.
You understand it? So people will get to where they want to
get to
when they want to. So
that's right.
But
that's
I like that idea about the transportation. So what is the in California? It's probably the same across. But do you know what your number one issues on the table right now that has every candidate fighting about?
Transportation out here. They had done a new road tax that really hiked up gas. I mean, we're at $4 and $4.20. I use premium, and we're at $4.20 a gallon. So, and that boosts about 75% just on this new road tax that takes care of roads and stuff like that. And then another thing is housing. They have a couple of propositions out here that they're trying to regulate senior housing. Like people have been living in a certain complex 20 years, and all of a sudden they sell it. The new owners want to come in and raise the prices. These are fixed income individuals. That's a big poll out here. For that question, I want to bring in Minister Terry, because she is my advocate on voting. Minister Terry, are you live with us? I caught her off guard. She's doing something. Come on to the phone. I need your expertise on some of the issues out here in California.
Right. And that's interesting that you said, because ours also, too, is transportation here in Wisconsin. And, you know, I live in a city, so I'm in, you know, one of the, you know, metropolis areas and transportation. And we've been under major construction for our roads for it seemed like forever. And the reason we're kind of like behind. You know, it's like we do everything last. So, like you said, they put a tax on us to improve the highways. And, you know, we went from two lanes. You know, it was like two lanes here for forever to now we got 5 or 6 in the shoulder, or, you know, whatever. So, but all this major construction going on for roads, like you said, transportation, buses not getting out to the job areas and the job sites. So that's kind of a big one for us too right now,
right.
is transportation.
Right. Transportation. Yeah. I think across the country, that's a big thing. Mr. Terry, if you heard me, come on in and unmute your phone. I need your expertise on some voting.
Amen.
Okay. Oh, wait, there she is. I tell you, she's multitasking. And we do that.
Amen.
When you guys are on the line, I'll be making shirts and listening and preaching and praying with you guys too. But Minister Terry, can you give us some insight on some of the hot topics out here in California? I know I mentioned the road transportation tax that they're about to try to up again, and Prop 10, I think, for housing for elderly.
Yes. That's some of the issues going on in California, but I think a lot of it, Pastor E, is just lack of our voters knowing of any age to get out and cast their votes, because like our family, our ancestors, they all went out to vote. They made sure they went out to vote. But I think we're losing our generations here. The younger generations are thinking that it doesn't matter if they don't cast a vote. So what we have to do, we have to get them registered first. And our deadline here in California has passed, but we have to make sure they're registered after the November 6th election. But, you know, I was listening to you too. Good evening, Dr. Reed, Pastor, and all the listeners. But I was listening to you too, and I was thinking about, and it was about a week or two ago in Georgia. It was some black seniors on the bus that was escorted off the bus and wasn't able to get out and cast their vote. So there's issues going on across our nation. So this is a major election that's going on right now. So I heard you say, Pastor E, you did say that the free metro was given free rides to that, and that's something that, That's not a critical issue here in California, but a lot of people just use that as an excuse. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to go about voting, but you can go online and you can request a voting form and register right now. It may be a little bit late for each state right now, but we've been sharing this across the news page, and we've been sharing it on the broadcast.
Oh yeah, we've been on this since the presidential election. We gotta come back, y'all. We need help.
Yeah,
we do. Yeah. And you know what's interesting, because she said Georgia, and what's phenomenal about Georgia right now is that there's an African American female running for governor.
Yes, she
for
is.
Georgia.
Yes, she is.
And that's huge.
Well,
that
Florida's
was a big
huge.
Thing. Yes, that was a big thing with getting those black seniors off the bus, you know, because, change. We all want change, and we can all do change, you know, but it goes back to, you know, every authority is appointed by God, but, you know, God gives us this authority, and he gives us the strength to get out and cast our vote and to register. That's the thing.
Right.
Most of our, I'm speaking to us as African Americans, blacks.
Right.
We do not need to vote, but our vote matters. Our vote counts, you know, and we can make a difference. And we can make a difference, and it's going to take all of us. It's going to take our voices to get out there and share with them, because I know Sis and I was out somewhere, and we were trying to get some of them to register to vote. Do you know the younger generation? I mean, in from the 20s and 30s, they would shine you on. They go on about life like life is just goes on. They don't matter. You matter. You matter. Mm-hmm. You matter in God's eyes. You matter in our eyes. I mean, this is why we get out there to take the time to reach out for these younger. I mean, it's the younger generation, but I know I was raised in a household that voting was crucial. Voting was crucial to my parents, my grandparents, and, you know, it was passed on. And somewhere along the line, the ball was dropped. And now these generations in these 30s and 40s and believe me, below that 20, if we can get them, but we have to go to the colleges. We have to we have to talk to them, because I tell you, most of the states,
I think the thing is that the reason why they don't understand what that vote really does. You understand what I'm saying? Because of course, you know, if you grew up on Schoolhouse Rock and you know and all that, you understand how some of the Congress work. But anyway, they're looking at
what's
it.
Your function?
I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill.
What they have to
understand is this: they think that their vote is just to put a person in office. When you don't understand, your vote also votes for the party, for the electoral votes that we need for when the next presidential election comes up. That's why you need to be counted. It's not about just I'm voting for, you know, putting Bob in office or Sue in office. No, your vote counts, because just like this last election, it wasn't even about ballot votes. 100,000 people could have went to the
electoral vote.
Yes, that's what this election is about right now. This election is drawing ground for the election. Yeah. I do want to break in, right? I'm not trying to shut you down or nothing. But I was talking to some young people last night about voting. And you know what God put in my heart? Voting is about history, not about ballots and about candidates and about who's going to win or lose. For us, especially as African Americans and culturally urban people, the right to vote was something we fought for.
It's
it was a privilege,
to
the Caucasian people. But we had to remember history, what the cost was. And as I started to share that with them, people know about the names of our historic people, but they don't know the true story. We've done a bad job in teaching the young people the history, like in school. Black history was something major. You learned about Frederick Douglass and all of our ancestors that went through, Harriet Tubman and so many more. That's like an elective class now, or it's not even a part of history. That's where the problem I think is that they don't have the, you know, we were taught in our age range. I think we're about all the same age. I'm not going to put anybody's age under the bus, especially mine. But anyway. We were all growing up at the same time where our parents were really particular, but the society was even particular. I wanted to watch Speed Racer, but in between Speed Racer and Bugs Bunny, I learned about ABCs and about math and about different things. And as we said, government, we were taught those things. And that's not very prevalent in this time.
But you but understand this, like you said, we're always going to bring the biblical principle in it. The reason why it's not being taught in school, especially when it comes into the inner city school or predominantly minorities or, you know, whatever case may be, is because remember the children of Israel, they grew strong. And they were afraid when they grew strong that they were going to overtake. So hear us when we're saying they are purposely not telling you or teaching our kids what this really means and the importance of it, because they already know in numbers we are stronger than them.
Yes.
And they don't want us to gain that type of strength in our numbers to make a difference. Come on, y'all.
Come on.
Yeah.
Is that important that we show our strength, because we can do this. We can overtake and we can overcome for real if we really wanted to.
Right.
But they made us to think that we can't. Okay, so I might can't come up more than $10 an hour on my job. But guess what, mister? I can still go vote. I bet you I can come up there.
That's how we got to
start talking to our children. That's how we got to start training them. As far as you want, as they say, the best revenge is vote. You want revenge? Yeah. You want to be heard? Go vote.
That's right.
Every vote matters. And you know what, Pastor E and Pastor Ree, I know a lot of in California, I know a lot of people think, and a lot of men and maybe a lot of women also, that felonies and misdemeanors. Oh, I've been in trouble. No. You have to take it on. You have to be the one to take that initiative. and check your status. And we've been sharing this also. And Pastor Rhea, I know you know a lot of information on that, that they can check their status and see that they're clear to cast their vote. You're clear to register again. Because I tell you, there's 30 states.
And it's pretty simple. I mean, if you have completed your term of parole, if you're not on any substantial paper and you're not held accountable by the court, you are now eligible to vote. Now, I know for sure in California, Texas, Florida, Georgia, now up in some of the middle states, I'm not really sure. I'm going to do some more research on that. It's a little bit more criteria up there. But down on these lower end states, it's available, and you do not have to go and get a something signed. You don't have to get it a sponge. It doesn't have to be off your record for you to become a voter. You just have to be a legal citizen. Just like people say, I can't get a passport. Yes, you can. Are you on parole?
Yeah.
No. Did you do any terrorists? Yes, you can. You can get a passport. They're not keeping you in America just because you went to jail. But see,
right.
The stereotypes of our and this is the fault of our culture. And I'm not just talking about African American or Hispanic or other cultures. I'm talking about the culture that kind of rules. The culture doesn't let us know these things. And then when you tell somebody, they look at you like you're crazy. They look like, no, you couldn't. That couldn't be true. It is true. It's that simple.
And it goes back. It just ties into the word of God. We perish for lack of knowledge. We don't find out. We'll never know. So we have to find out. You know, perishing for lack of knowledge, if perishing in his word, perishes in the world. If you don't know things that go on, he has told
us,
do not let us perish for lack of knowledge. Read. Libraries are free. I mean, F-R-E-E, free. You can go into them. You can get your library card for free. You can check
That's
out
right.
any book you need to. But, you know, through the word of God, it tells you all these things, and we don't listen. We have to listen. That's it. I tell you, you know what? And I'm Pastor E. I'm just, you know, excited and about this election coming up November the 6th, because there's so many amendments here in California that people have to really, really be in tune with these amendments that they're putting on this ballot. And if you don't, you can't just go in there and mark things, and then afterwards you be complaining because some of these
things. Don't be in no rush either.
Things.
Correct.
Better,
don't be in no rush.
I'm gonna let you go, come out to this. He went to, they had voting in Houston today, and he said he just told him to go back and look, and some of his stuff got switched.
Wow.
You've got to pay attention to this thing before they cast that ballot. You have to look at it and make sure everything is correct to what you wanted. There is an African American running for governor, and also for some city places. Those names were dropped down. You've got to pay attention to everything that's going on in your city and when you're doing your ballot. Don't just go in there, check in, I'm voting, get your little sticker and go out. No, be intentional to be on it.
Right.
Go ahead, Pastor Lee.
No, I was going to say, because the you can always Google and go online and get a pre-ballot to see what's on the upcoming ballot for you to study and learn. You know what I'm saying? Who the candidates are, like you said, what the amendments are. You don't go in there last minute on those things. Go and find out, like you said, for your area, for your state, or whatever the case may be, what additional things is going to be on this ballot so I can already look and be prepared ahead of time instead of just going in there, getting frustrated, and start guessing and just start marking stuff.
That's
we don't
right.
need
just start
that
marking
either.
Stuff.
Yeah. Right. We don't need that either, especially when it comes to, and one topic that I hope that we can all touch on is the healthcare reform. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That right there is.
What, you talking about Trump care?
Yeah, I'm talking about, what you say? I'm talking
Trump care.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even know
That's
who care it is right now. It ain't
no
care. We ain't
believe me,
health,
it's about to be
care.
Named. They're about to name
yeah.
it. It's. You may not be seeing
but
it, but if you really go back into some of the searches, you watch Trump Care is about to launch.
But see, that's the problem is because I know that the Republicans was hollering repeal and replace, and apparently they're doing it secretly, whatever it is that they're trying to do. But my thing is this, is we have to watch. That's what we got to watch. We really have to watch that because, again, you know, it's kind of like a little kid when, you know, they get quiet. You be like, what you in there doing? You too quiet. They've been too quiet, y'all. They've been too quiet. Pete, you need to get in there and because you have to realize that you got to dig for some stuff. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is the health care has jacked us up all across this country. When the health care on your job knew that Obamacare was coming, and they said, well, we're going to make our health insurance tailored to how we want it to give people options. You know, not to give them options, but to give them what we want. That's right. How I got jacked up. When I say I really learned this year about this health care, I really learned. Because my job was like, we ain't got to offer that no more. You want that? Go jump on Obamacare. That's what that's for. That's the coverall. But I found out being on Obamacare years past, all doctors don't take it. So I'm still out there in the cold. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, Trump, what is you trying to do? What possibly will you be doing that's going to make sure that pre-existing conditions are covered? You got all this new equipment and high-tech equipment that they keep innovating that costs me more on my bill. Who gonna pay for that? You understand what I'm saying? Is the coverage going to keep up with the new technology and the new medicine and the new everything that's coming out that's at a higher cost? Is it going to do that? Is my question.
Right. And those are some very valid questions.
Yeah, and that's the things, too, with the health care. You know, they want to explain to you all the pros and cons, but that's something you have to be further into because I'm telling you, sometimes if you're on your job and you sign into something, before you know the cons of it, you're going for the pros, and then you find out these cons out later. So that's a big issue right there. And I'm in total agreement
A lot of these Republicans that they're bringing in on these ballots are the people that are supporting Trump to drain Social Security to now fill in those tax cuts that they did. See, you don't know. I was at a seminar, and I want you guys to do – where's my phone? And hold on. I want everybody in here to get this app on your phone. You have to do it. It's called the U.S. Debit Clock. And it's free. Nobody wants you to know this, but you got to go get the U.S. debit clock. And when you download that app and you look at it, it's a constant run of numbers. You can look at how much Social Security is in the government, how much all of unemployment is. It shows every number. Look at where all the surplus is. It's in Social Security, and the Republicans are coming after it. And I never would have known this if someone wouldn't have shared it with me. Now I'm like, that's my favorite app now. That's my favorite app now because you can see.
And that's the thing, because where did they start draining the money from? They started draining the money from programs from the inner city.
Exactly.
Schools, inner city, after school programs, inner city. Everything that they first cut was us. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Look at this number. U.S. total debt is $71 trillion, $405 billion, $401 million, $784,700. Those numbers that keep running. That's our total debt. National debt is $21 trillion. Federal spending is $4 billion.
And how do we get in debt?
Those are all red numbers. Medicare, huh?
And how do we get in debt that high? It definitely wasn't because of us. Putting money back in ourselves. Now what?
No, it's because we're paying people that doing jobs doing a job. We could go into some of the pay scales of Congress.
Paying people that doing the job.
And you can see where a lot of this money goes to. When they're talking about shutting the government down, the government outside, but the senators don't stop getting paid. The president doesn't stop getting paid. They could care less. Shut the government down. So what? That's just going to shut down places that hire Americans.
Flying on government monies with their private vacations. You know, that's where a lot of that money's going. But the whistle is coming down on a lot of those, too, you know, because there have been a lot of them in politics that's been taking government money for their own personal use. And we know that.
But that's been a long time. That's been going on a long time.
Yeah.
But also too, a lot of our money went to bail out other countries too.
Now, that's one thing I do agree with our president about. We have been letting people get away with owing us forever. Mm. Every president has given away money to people, given away money. We can't even get money in Compton. We can't get money in Wisconsin. Yeah. We can't
take
get money in
home.
No. You can't take care of home, but people in other places can get money quick. And it comes out of this negative debt that we're in as a country. Now that's one thing I do agree with. He is hardcore about y'all better pay us. We need to get paid now. You know. So you know, he's not all, I mean, I don't judge anybody. Like I said, he's the governing party. I respect him because God is the governing party in my life, and he said respect all authority because he appoints all authority. I can't say whose name is supposed to be on it. We should have voted.
Right.
Don't know
and
what
I agree
his
with
purpose
you on that.
Is.
I agree with
office.
You on that because – go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Terry.
No, I'm listening to you. I said we don't know what his purpose is, why God put him in that office too, because I'm telling you, since he's been in there, it's been a lot of exposure that some things we didn't know, they kept quiet. Amen?
Right.
So – and I just want – like you said – it's not about the name. It's are you going to be consistent across the board with the issues that you know we see? You first have to understand that we have a deficit, like you said, in our cities, each one of our states, schools, education. Same thing we've been hollering about for years. Why we keep hollering and crying about the same thing year after year, president after president, election after election, and nobody's coming up with a concrete solution to these things that you know we need. We're not asking you to we're not asking for no more trolleys. We're not asking for, you know what I'm saying, no more Christmas lights to be hung and parades and whatever. We're asking for the basic stuff that we need every day to survive. And you're talking about jobs in you know, like you said, in this election or in the last couple of years, even part of Obama, okay, jobs have been coming and they have been creating jobs. But you're bringing in companies from Japan and other parts of the world to bring their business over here that we are not qualified for.
Right.
You got to realize you bring in the jobs, but you ain't offering us no education for the jobs. Hello? How's that working for us? It ain't, is it? Because now they got to bring their people over to employ them to do the job that you were supposed to be employing us for.
Because
we ain't got the knowledge, we ain't got the skill, we ain't got the education, we ain't got nothing. We still not prepared for anything at all.
That's right. I mean, it is amazing. But there's a lot going on, and voting can make a change. This is just my spiritual insight. I just really believe things are going to change in this election. The show out, the show up, the people willing to go to the next level because we've done such a great job in making people aware and telling them what we need to do as a nation. This is a national problem. It's not a state problem. It's a national problem that's going on, and it's constantly hitting us harder and harder and harder, and we have to do something now. This is the time.
This is the time.
Hey, we want to open the lines up. If you're on the line and you would like to get into this conversation, go ahead and dial 1. I know we have been bouncing back and forward. This is great. I like this open forum. I'm glad I brought you up in here, Minister Terry. No, but it's definitely great bouncing this off. Somebody else has a question. Has something you know that we didn't mention, go ahead and dial 1 right now. We'd love to bring you in as we continue this discussion. So who are you voting for? No, Ms. Blair. Like, who are you
voting for? We got a lot of issues on the table.
We got a lot of issues, definitely.
And you figure, and nobody's even talking about the police brutality. What y'all going to do about that? All across the country. Nobody's
everywhere.
Addressing
all
that. Not Nan candidate is addressing that.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, well, like I said, we can do better. If we do better, others may do better also. So, well, nobody's answering the line. Anything else from you, Minister Terry? What's your cry out for someone? What would be your we're talking to a 17-year-old that's about to turn 18, and we really need to get, what would be your advice to them? Or what could you say that you believe that would urge them to say, you know what, I may not vote, but I want to know more of why I'm not or why I should.
I would encourage them, you know, to reach out to me, Minister Terry Herbert on Facebook, on What's the Word Down, our Now News for You page, and I would give them and share information with them and give them some history, on when we started to vote and females when we started to vote, and voting, it's a privilege. You know, people say we have a right to vote. It's a privilege to vote. I mean, and we have to just get out to the polls, and they matter. They're the generations. I always tell my grandnieces and nephews, I might be looking at one of them as the president taking care of me as a senior, you know. So I tell them to dream big and have your hope in Jesus. You can do all things, you know. So
right.
I just tell them to get out because, you know, political science, that's just political science. Political science. For college, it's very boring, but it is something that we have to intertwine in our life, our daily lives. We have to know the basics of government, how everything runs, how everything works, because a lot of things we see in the media, they just camouflage a lot, and the youngsters, they don't know about this, and if the generations in between us is not teaching them, we have to share that with them. So I would take them under my wing to share what I know. I would go to them to the library. They can check out books that would help them, but to let them know they matter. They can change a nation. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Yes. Amen. Pastor Valores, what would you say to that young lady that needs to get involved?
I would definitely love to show her all the beautiful women right now that are running across this country. Like I said, I did mention the senator in Georgia, and we have a Native American, I believe, in, is that Iowa, Idaho, something like that. We have all these beautiful women that are now stepping up in their voices, and they're making their voices heard. Not only of that, they believing in themselves that they can make a difference. And I would love to see you be a part of that movement of women one day. And it's going to start with you today casting your vote for you to even be able to get there. Today is what matters for tomorrow. And so I really need you to vote. I really need you to, you know, watch these women. You know, go just Google their name. Just watch them. Watch how poised they are at the podium. Watch how eloquent they speak and how they talk about the issues. Can't you see yourself doing that or being that?
That's
what
right.
I want for you.
Mm. Well, I would just want you to know that you can make a difference, and your vote is matters. But if you're out there, I want to speak to that person that's in California, and we're going to work on other states to get you the information also. But in California, I don't care where you're at in California, there's limited spots on this announcement that I'm about to make. That's why I haven't posted it a lot, because I wanted to be and wanted to give it and make it available to those serious about making a change in their life. But if you have a felony on your record that is not violent, that is not hurting someone with a gun involved, robbing someone by a knife, you have a felony and it wasn't violent, they are having an expungent clinic. The Compton Sheriff Station, in conjunction with Los Angeles County Public Defender and Faith Inspirational Church, is presenting the expungement clinic November 10th, 2018, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's at Faith Inspirational Church at 357 East Palmer Street. That's right adjacent to Alameda and Palmer. If you know anything about Compton, Palmer ends at Alameda, so you went too far if you got to Alameda. And if you're coming to Alameda, when you get to Palmer, you make a right or a left, and right over the tracks, Faith Inspirational is right there. The clinic is open to anyone wishing to clear their record. There are only 50 slots available. Please contact Deputy Rafer Owens, who is Pastor Rafer Owens of Faith Inspirational. He can be contacted at area code 310-605-6542. Again, Deputy Rafer Owens, Pastor Rafer Owens, double duty, area code 310-605-6542. Or you can email him at raowens@lasd.org. Again, area code 310-605-6542. Or you can email at raowens@lasd.org. The man of God will answer. And if you're in another state and maybe you have questions about expungement, you can still call a Pastor Rafer. And I believe he can educate you on what you can do in your state and how you can handle your situation, or if it can be handled. But if you're in the Los Angeles, California, if you're in California, you need to come to this clinic. But there's only 50 spots available. Call that number, get your name on the list, and be there November 15th. Believe me, November 10th, excuse me, your life will never be the same. Well, family, this has been great. I know I have been educated more, and I'm more excited to even talk about this more throughout the week. Throughout the rest of this, we got, I think, 10 days, something like that, before, or 8 days before the election, to keep this thing pumped up. You'll be hearing about it Monday. You'll be hearing about it Tuesday. Definitely, I know Pastor V will mention something Wednesday, Thursday. I think that is the first. So that will be Minister Charlene on Women Speak Now. You'll hear something then, and we'll continue to push that out there to you. Would you like to close us in prayer, Pastor Valores?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you've allowed us to come together to be able to share in wisdom and knowledge. And like Minister said, in all that getting, getting understanding, because your people perish for lack of knowledge. And God, we want the knowledge and we want the understanding of what this truly means for not only just us, but the entire country, the entire world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you brought us from a mighty long way, but you're not through carrying us as of yet, God, and there's more that needs to be done, and Father, we can do it by our voice and by our vote. So, God, I ask that you begin to prick the hearts and the minds of the people to say, you know what, this is the year that I'm going to make a difference. This is the year that I'm going to change my thinking that I once had before and make my voice heard and make my vote count. And, Father, again, we just ask, Lord, that you just keep us all as we part from this broadcast, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. But most of all, you're beautifully made by God. You are God's greatest miracle. Don't forget that debt, it's called the debt, usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org. I tell you, you'll get hooked too, because I'll be looking at these numbers like, where's all the money going? Because it's constantly taken away. It's getting redder and redder. Right. But you see, Social Security is only at $988 billion. They're getting ready to come off of that. Defense war budget is up. Federal pension is up. Income security is up. Net interest on debt is up. Medicare is up. But guess what? Those are the numbers they're trying to take away to try to even out the U.S. total debt. Let's not let that happen. Our vote makes a difference. God bless you guys.